Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
I've been in my
Hey, yo, Track.
Yeah.
What's up? Pacino.
Underbosses.
Underbosses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad chases.
No, I'm getting hot on everything I'm getting on.
Yeah.
Hitting with the 40, watch him get a switch on. I'm a fly nigga, known to get my drip on. Money stashed in the couch, nigga, what you sitting on? Damn, come on, let my nuts breathe. Some of y'all dudes got female tendencies. I'm from the city of Philly, the murder capital. And if I can't find your brother, I'm kidnapping you. I'm a businessman, plus I'm a rapper too. They like, damn, now what Pacino up to? Hopping out the rip, oh, what a feeling. Oh, shit, she wants some Marvin Gaye, sexual healing. Yeah, but I gotta get the bag first. They talk tough in they songs, but they don't put in words. Want me to snap, go crazy, go berserk. Why do you rolling with pit loyalty first? Nigga, we on fire, fire. Nigga, we on fire, fire. What? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Nigga, we on fire, huh? Track, bitch, let's get it. Give them gas, gang, none of them can fuck with you. They just mad you still alive and they stuck with you. Cry for what is corona, them bought enough tissue. I owe a law, my fucking plug got enough issues. Keep it strapped for niggas who want to play with shorty. I hold that mollus in their heart and start to praying on me. Mariah Carey, all they gotta do is say it to me. Something large, rockin' Goliath, I keep a David on me. I'm back, bitch, they done woke up a dying. What's the sleep in that mind state, but woke up as a tyrant. Getting back, and nigga, I'm still trying. God put me through some shit to let me know that all I got is this writing. So y'all in trouble now, cause I ain't want this shit a year ago. Niggas hating on me, but I hear it though. So I know it's gonna hurt some feelings when they hear it through your stereo. About to set it on Pacino, here it go. What they gonna say about me? There was times I wasn't trapping and needed help from some niggas who was capping. Just so they could talk behind your back when they realized you was capping. I thought about it, that shit just had me laughing. Like not me, not I. Track men and bear on them, voila. You crack niggas lie like you got flies in the gaga. Why tell the truth about getting by? Cause I gotta. It's bread on your head and you gon' die for a dollar. Track!
Oh my God, see how blog talk acting real stupid tonight, y'all. But anyway, it's your boy Kurt ENT. The number is, wait, hold on. It's your boy Kurt ENT with my co-host, Niecy in the motherfucking house. The number is 516-595-8305. And tonight, see, tonight we talking about something that a lot of people don't even.
What is that one person
say,
generational wealth coach? Living beyond your means.
Yeah.
Why? Like, where is the common sense? You got generational, then you have wealth. How they put that with living beyond your means?
Because they ignorant to the fact of what's going on, and they ain't even. See, a lot of people never. Well, first of all, they don't teach you this shit in school. So you. Okay, we're going to say the schools in the hood don't teach you shit like this. I don't know black people in school, they taught you real estate or investments or stocks and bonds.
They had, even in fourth grade, they had savings accounts and stuff like that.
Question, was your school in the hood? Took you too long to answer. No, it wasn't.
Was it private school or private school?
Okay.
So they're different. Public
school?
No.
Well, but what I'm saying, it was your school in the hood.
And I just said, I said it's
can you answer?
And I said, no, but it's
okay, so your school is not in the hood. They're not going to teach my son that in school.
Charter schools are a little different, but my kids learn
different. So they learn stocks and bonds.
Yeah, they
have. So why wouldn't they? Well, why? Listen, if
I'm just saying. You got schools now that actually teach how to come up with a project.
So we going
to have schools now where you, certain schools, I'm not saying all schools,
where you have to come up with an idea to sell something?
We had the same shit in school. They didn't teach us how to fucking do this shit. So stop. They didn't teach this shit in fucking school, what I'm about to say, what we're about to talk about. They didn't teach generational wealth. They don't want niggas knowing how to fucking generate wealth so that 500 years from now, black people would be taking the fuck back over and white people would be back in the place where the fuck they come from. Fuck out of here. You going to tell me these motherfuckers is going, nigga, why the fuck they kick me off of Facebook then? How the fuck? And listen, motherfucker, listen, okay, so let me tell y'all something. Generational wealth. Generational wealth is not you taking money back and putting in the stocks and bonds and then taking the shit back the fuck out. Or on what's the shit on my phone, Cash App, putting your money in fucking bonds and shit on Cash App and then taking your money out. No. Generational wealth is you taking money. I'm saying $1,000 and putting it away for 60 years but even investing it, you may not get generational wealth.
But it also depends on, okay, as far as generational wealth saying you need to become a millionaire.
You're not going to become a millionaire.
I'm not saying you are going to, but I'm saying you're leaving some kind of, it doesn't have to be. You know, your family can afford.
Listen,
it doesn't mean your family can afford a Lamborghini and all that shit. It means you're literally leaving something for your kids. Period.
Listen, I just made this shit fucking very simple. If you want to be ignorant as fucking don't listen, then that's on you. But I just told you what to do: take $1,000, put it in fucking stocks for 50 fucking years. In 50 years, you will be a millionaire. I just told motherfuckers what to do. $1,000. Take $1,000, put it in. You take $1,000. If you can spend $1,000 on whatever, a fucking plasma TV, if you can spend $1,000 on, if you can buy you a funky-ass motherfucking car that devalues itself as soon as the shit rolls the fuck off the fucking parking lot, if you can go buy you a fake ass motherfucking chain and a bullshit fake ass Prada motherfucking purse that devalues itself, that is not going to be worth anything in 50 years. If you can go and buy that, then you can take $1,000. You can take $1,000. You can take $1,000, put it in stocks and save it.
Or even
get a $500,000 life, or what is it called again? Insurance on yourself. Listen, a funeral is only about $20,000. A funeral is only about $20,000 to $30,000. You're still leaving your kids with about $400,000. I'm telling you all what to do. A $500,000 life insurance policy is only $25 a month. That is it. $25 a month for $500,000.
I understand what you're saying,
but I'm making this shit fucking simple as fuck for dumbasses out there that will say, oh, I don't know how to do this shit. Yeah, you do, motherfucker, because you spend $50 on fucking weed every fucking day.
Okay, here's the thing. This conversation is for the more intellectual people who want
to. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because you don't have to be intelligent and save
$50. I don't mean by that intellectual. What I mean is ones who want and are willing to do this shit. You got motherfuckers who want to do shit here and now. They don't give a fuck about later on. That's why they're standing in line for some fucked up sneakers.
And that is why they're fucking broke.
True.
Motherfuckers want to say why. First of all, generational wealth is not for yourself. If you're selfish, generational wealth is not for you. It will never, ever. And even when, see, this is the thing about generational wealth.
is even when they get that wealth, you have to teach generational wealth, which means that, well, listen, I'm teaching my son. My son is going to hand it down to his children, both of my kids. They're going to hand it down to their children. Then when they teach their children is going to teach their children. By then, that's when the generational wealth, usually generational wealth, 3 to 5 generations. Because $50, if I, like I said, $1,000, you save $1,000 and you put it away for 50 years. Or you do what Benjamin Franklin did. You take $1,000 and you put it away for 500 years. Benjamin Franklin did it. And in 1998, they opened up the trust fund and it was worth $51 million. So, like I was saying before, if you're all about yourself, this is not for you. If you're a selfish motherfucker and all you think about, if you the type of motherfucker that's trying to impress the next motherfucker, if you trying to impress your friends, your homies, your family members, generational wealth is not for you. So stop talking that shit, talking about generational wealth. Oh, we need to think about nah, motherfucker, you're thinking about yourself. Stop thinking about yourself and think about generations to come. Because our ancestors did not think about us, and I have to say that. They didn't know. They didn't know about generational wealth because back then, if you could read a fucking book, they would kill you. And now,
nobody reads books.
If they want, how do you say that? Back then, if you read a book, they would kill you. And now, you wouldn't even read a book if they killed you.
That's why they put it in books.
That's why they put it in books. Because niggas don't want to pick up books and read. So, I mean, it's very simple. It's not hard. Shit.
So you have to go to a library. You can just go, get a little smartphone, download some shit, and read it on your phone.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta read it. It reads it for you.
Man, they got an app called Cash App, and everybody got fucking Cash App. You can start with Cash App. It's very simple. It's not hard at all. But you have to be not about yourself. You have to think about generational wealth. You have to think about generations to come. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to be honest with you. You being the base, the starter of the generational wealth in your family, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be the brokest one in your family. You're not going to be the flashy one in your family. For the simple fact is, you're having to save your money and everybody else is going to be blowing their money. And people are going to think that you're broke. They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk shit about you. That's just a part. But 500 years from now, 60 years, 100 years now, they'll be talking about you. What's more important, now or then? Now, if you're living for the now, now or later, if you're thinking about the now and you're selfish, then, hey, it's not for you. You're just going to be broke, and generations to come are going to be broke just like you and worse. I'm just being honest with you. Now, you can take it the wrong way. You can take it as, I don't like the way that he's talking about it. I don't like his tone. I don't like, okay, well, fuck you any old goddamn way. Fuck my tone, bitch. Fuck what you talking about. Let's talk about, let's think about generations to come. It doesn't matter about my tone or the way that I say it. You still know what the fuck I'm talking about, and you understand what the fuck I'm saying. So who cares about the tone and the words that I'm using? Because you still understand exactly what I'm saying. And even if I use the smart, intelligent words or I don't curse, you would still understand. So what does it matter if I'm yelling at you, if I'm aggressive at it, or being nice? It doesn't matter. You should still listen to what I'm saying and at least try to comprehend what I'm saying. Just try it. Just see. Take $50. Just try it. You never know. And if you save it, also, generational wealth also, you can start it with this. Start you a company. For me, I started Behind the Scenes Radio. I am the CEO of this company. But my children are the owners. If I died right now, it would go to them automatically. Now, they may not want to do it, but it's there for them. See what I'm saying? For instance, I'm going to give you something that happened with me in my life. Growing up, my grandfather was a bricklayer. All the family members wanted me to be a bricklayer. I didn't want to be a bricklayer. Bricklaying is a very, very hard, intense, rough job. My grandfather did it for 55 years. 55 years bricklaying. And I didn't want to do bricklaying. But the crazy thing is that I am a builder. I build companies. So I inherited that from my grandfather, not even knowing it, not even realizing it. I was just sitting down thinking about that the other day. And all of us inherit something from our grandparents or our parents. See, because it starts at home, honestly. It truly does. And maybe your parents may not started generational wealth, but they put something in you. Something that only you can do. Your gift. Invest in that gift. And instead of you being the owner, make your children the owner and you're the CEO. And so basically, you're watching over this company until they are of age. Now, my grandfather didn't start a company, but my uncle started a company, right? And he can hand it down to his children. Now, my cousins, they may not want to take on that company. And also for my children, they may not want to take on the company, but at least it's there. And maybe that generation may not take it, but it may be for the next generations. You don't know. All you know is at least you tried the best that you could. You left something for them. And that's all the fuck they can say. Well, at least he left something for us. He may have been a shitty motherfucker, or he may have fucked around or blah, 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 but he has a dynasty. Jay-Z, yeah, he's a fucked up person, but he's leaving all this shit for his children when he's gone. Beyonce, whoever, all these famous people, Bill Gates, Rothschilds, the Bill Gates Foundation. I think Bill Gates, I don't know if they have children or not. I don't know. Yeah, they did just get a divorce. But all of these people, they're all leaving wealth. Generational wealth for generations to come. Walmart, every store you walk in, Walmart, Burger King.
They won't be. I think it's like third or fourth generation now.
Exactly. What about KFC? I think he did. Oh, what about AT&T? Sprint.
Steve.
That's what I'm saying. And everyone that is a part of Apple has stocks in it. So not only do you generate generational wealth for yourself, but also if you employ people and even your family. See, that's what I'm going to do. The new generation being born, I want to give them stocks in the business. And that's how you create generational wealth. And they get to hold that stock and can live off of that stock to the day that they die. And when they die, they pass that stock down to the next born person. That's how you create generational wealth. Very simple. It's not hard at all. Yes, Nisi, that's what you're going to do. But that is how generation wealth is done. When you get yours, you take $1,000 for your grandkids, you put it in a trust fund for them, and you don't let them open it up till they're 50. They may be mad at you, but when they turn 50, they'll have, if you have $1,000 and you save it for 50 years, that's a nice chunk of change. It's like $50,000. And even when you die, they still can't touch it. You should make it to where they can't touch it. I know that I'm getting something when my mom, God, passes, which I never want to see, but I know that it's going to come. It's nothing. You can't run away from it. But I know my mom is leaving us something. I don't know how much, and I really don't care because I want my mother here for a lifetime. But I know that she's doing this because we've spoken about it before. She said, you know, ask me all my information and all that good shit, you know, to make sure that. But, you know, people need to leave generational wealth. Don't just think about yourself.
But here's the thing. My dad attempted to teach us generational wealth.
And by attempted, I mean he was making investments and starting his businesses. But, you know, he wasn't that well at it. And, you know, he was doing some crooked shit.
But he was
attempting.
But you can also say that you learned that from
I did. I learned a bunch of different things.
And easier for you to accept what I was trying to do because you understood what your dad knew. And you knew that it was going to be tough and hard for us doing this radio show. But you understood. That's what I'm saying. So it starts at home. If your father would have never taught you that shit, and I would have mentioned, I told you that I had a radio station and I was trying to build it.
I honestly don't know what I would have said or done.
You don't know what you would say, but you would probably respond like most chicks. The fuck? You ain't got no money right now? That's what most women. It ain't right now? Are you balling right now?
Okay, but even growing up, I never wanted that.
Also, let me say this, though. For all the women that do that and say, you know, I'm going to speak on my baby mom, my son's mother. That's what she wanted. She wanted everything right then and now. And I was telling her.
And she's probably one of the ones that wouldn't invest.
And I told her it's going to be tough. It's going to be rough. It's not going to be easy. We're going to be broke. We ain't going to have shit. But we're building this company for our child. She didn't want to wait. She wanted everything right then and there, fast. What am I? Boom, boom, boom. And now that I make double than her, 8 years later, I make double than her. In every situation, I make double than her. And now she's still living like we was, and I have upgraded all the way yet because I don't have, the only thing that I'm missing is a house and a car. That's it. That's the only thing that I'm missing.
She don't have either one either.
She don't, but she is living in a different situation. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put her business out there, but she's in a whole nother situation,
mm-hmm.
which is worse than before I got with her.
My situation is a little different because.
But let me finish saying and get to what I was trying to say. If you're not patient enough, if you don't have patience, don't even waste your time. She wanted it all fast right then and there. She didn't get it. We broke up. 8 years later, I'm doing better. And that comes with not just generational wealth, but that's just life itself. Nothing ever comes right then and there.
It a lot of that has to do with life and your situations that you come about or the people you surround yourself with. With her, it should have been a little bit easier dealing with you?
Why?
Than me dealing with you?
Why?
Because I came from a complete, it would be like this. I was from one side of the track, and basically you were from another side.
Well, me and you?
Yeah,
No, that's what you think. What I'm trying to tell you is that money that you was talking about your daddy was getting.
Listen,
what I'm trying to tell you, not really. As a matter of fact, I think I lived better than y'all did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, listen, you can believe what
I'm going by the stories you said, oh, well, we ain't had no money.
I'm talking about, okay, back up.
That's what I mean by different sides of the track.
It was the day.
Yeah.
My grandparents had the money. My grandparents had, my mom and dad didn't have the money. My mother comes from money. My grandparents, just like me, and on my dad's side, my grandmother, she
like I
shit.
Said, just like your mom came from money. So my entire family on both sides. Yeah, on both sides, have more than me. So
you know, majority of my family live in big size house houses, like 4 or 5 bedroom houses with a bunch of land. Yeah. On both sides of my family, they live like
I'm
that.
Not, I'm not going to say everybody on both sides.
No, I'm going to say
on my mom's side of the family, yeah. On my dad's side of the family, no, not all of them. But everybody on my mama's side of the family
so
got houses.
My kids seen me struggling, but they also seen where their mom came from. So they kind of got both. They, you know, they would go to their grandparents' house and they would go to their aunts and their cousins' houses. So they saw, you know, their cousins or whatever had the mom and dad in the house, and they had this and they had that, and you know, when they seen, mommy got working 2-3 jobs at a time. You know, we have a nice house, but those houses are a lot better. We don't live in a trashy neighborhood, but you know, because grandma lived right there. But so when my kids used to say shit to me, well, mommy, you had money. No, grandpa had money. Mommy grew up that way. That wasn't my money. Obviously, that was, and I'm pretty sure when my dad passed, even though he likes to say he ain't got shit, that motherfucker had, and I know he did not spend all that shit like that. So I'm pretty sure there's a stash. Just like growing up, I would find his stashes. I'm pretty sure motherfucker got stashes somewhere.
I'm pretty sure
he got stashes. So whenever he go, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some kind of fucking will with a bunch of shit listed for people. Even if it's just a grant, I know he ain't stupid. So I know he didn't spend his entire amount of money. Right now, he's, and even his check now that he gets after retirement, that's a nice lump of sum of money. That's, and that was just the retirement money. That's not what even what he was bringing home. So your retirement is less than what you bring home when you were working. So his money now is a nice little chunk. So even so, I know then that was a nice motherfucking chunk. So I know my.
I mean, just looking at the place where your dad stayed when you took me to it, that shit was, it had to be expensive
mm-hmm.
when he was living there.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice ass place he was living there.
And that's all from retirement money.
Right.
And it's still, he would still have money in his pocket.
But see, we're not talking about retirement money.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, but honestly,
what I'm saying is he made so much money while he was working and making all kinds of investments and shit.
You know, we might not have seen it, you know, or I may not see it now. I may see it when he passes.
Right.
So I'm not going to see it now. And that's what a lot of that has to do with investment.
Right.
You may not see it until after the person passes. So you have to look at
the fuck, yo.
You have to pay attention to that. You have to pay attention to that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, so that's basically what the show is about, generational wealth, man, and investing. You have to invest. And it's not, you're not going to see the money right now. If somebody is telling you that they're living off their own generational wealth, they're lying to you. They're lying. Because generational wealth is 50, 60, 80, 100, 500, 1,000 years from now. You may not be able to think that far, but you need to think that far. And, you know, you just need to think that far. You have to think about stuff that far, because if not, your family's still going to be keep on going through the same things that they were going through before. Do your shout out, Sneezy.
Shout out to everybody who's downloaded the show. Shout out to everybody who's going to download the show later. Shout out to everybody who's online. Shout out to my ratchet children who's trying to call me and bother me right now.
And they know you on air.
Yes.
Is that it? Come on.
Nothing. And shout out to everybody who follows on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook.
All right. Shout outs to all the artists that send their music in to us. If you want your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESC NAIRPLAY. That's behind the scenes airplay at gmail.com. Make sure that you send it in MP3 formatted tracks. Only can you please hang up? Do not be live on the show. Hello? Why are you talking on the phone for? And I don't give a fuck if we live. I don't give a fuck if your daughter call. You're not supposed to answer the phone. Come on now. What's more important? That's what I'm saying. Your kids is disrespectful. You need to check your fucking kids. That's the shit. No, I'm snapping the fuck off. Yes, I am. I don't give a fuck. You shouldn't be going on. If somebody called me, you would get on me about the shit. So why are you doing it? Anyway, motherfuckers, oh my God. Anyway, send your music. I don't know the next show that we'll be doing. But I just want to give shout outs to everybody on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, be looking for the new podcast. Yeah, that's about it. I love y'all, man. Y'all take care. Peace. We out.
Fuck.